You're listening to a series about outdoor activities from ricing to survival skills from a Boys Fort perspective.
William George Isham, the fourth conservation committee. I also work for the DNR as a water quality technician. I've been living on the res 46 years. My dad tells me I was duck hunting when I was about 4 years old. He said that I used to get upset because I couldn't see through the duck blind. My mother told me that I used to go in the rockaroo in the vehicles when they would go shining. So I've been, ever since I can't remember, I suppose, since I was a young kid. Yeah, trapping. I trapped since I was about six. When I lived in the village here, I'd walk down the lake shore and go rat trap, trap beaver. My favorite animal is the moose. One, it gives me so much meat for, you know, one animal. And two, that's the only adrenaline rush I get now, is when you hunt something that you know can kill you or can tip your vehicle over, that's a hell of an adrenaline rush. Not only that, to me, they taste better. They're more of a sweeter meat. Beef, I don't buy beef. You know, it really subsidizes the food. You know, it's like they're ricing, duck hunting, deer hunting, moose hunting, grouse, walleyes in the spring. That really cuts down on the grocery bill. For instance, my family, and the way I was raised, that's, if I don't have to go to town and buy meat, I'm happy with that. The hormones and stuff they got in the chicken, and stuff they got in the beef.
Yeah, you never know what the heck they're pumping in those, you know, in that food.
Yeah, and then if you try to buy organic, then you pay twice as much. So if we've got the food here, you know, we got a nice environment here. We don't have pesticides or nothing like that, so we have good, clean meat. I think we originally came from Michigan. My dad was a band member. My grandpa wasn't. So over there, they were commercial duck hunters. And times got bad, depression, that's when they moved here. Married band members, whatnot, they were able to hunt here. And that's all we did for subsistence. My grandpa, he even taught my dad, when you go hunting ducks, you bring about six shells, try to line them up, shoot them in the water, you got supper, you get more ducks per round. Back in the 80s, I think we're all the way up to the 80s, where we could hunt deer in the spring. Everyone had their own salt licks. Growing up, the old man always made, we always had deer meat pancakes, deer meat scrambled eggs, duck soup, roasted duck, walleyes, you know, and I used to get tired of that, you know. And then once you grow up and you learn, yeah, I don't want a hamburger. I want fried walleyes and JoJo potatoes or something, you know.
Yeah.
It tastes better.
So where would you get walleyes?
We'd go up to Vermilion and net.
Okay.
We'd net in the spring, net in the fall. And my grandpa, he would net under the ice. Well, traditional hunting, for instance, I think it probably stopped in the early 80s. We used to have something called waswagon, which would be fire hunting. That's gone now. I don't know why they don't let us do it anymore. Fire hunting, you'd build a little box, put it in front of your canoe, hang a lantern, paddle around the lake shore, shoot the deer. In the spring, they come out, eat that fresh green growing out on the lake shore. And then we used to have a traditional mallard hunt in the spring. That's gone. We'd go out there and just, you know, shoot the greenheads. They'd be pairing up. Salt licks in the spring. A lot of traditional things. We'd have our own salt licks. And we don't have that anymore. So we kind of lost the minerals and the salt that are really attracted to deer here. That's gone. But the DNR has been putting out salt licks just to try to keep a better herd out there.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think we got away from traditional hunting?
I think probably conservation committees and the DNR department, I think, was more geared towards sport hunting. I would like to bring it back to more traditional.
Mm-hmm.
So we lost too much. I think we should And if we need a deer, we should be able to go get it.
Boys Fort Outdoor is produced by KBFT with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.